Chapter 13, And He's Gone. As I stepped toward the candlelit table, I considered what type of person was able to arrange a private dinner in Buckingham Palace. My memories were very important to me, but this evening made discovering who Ari really was my priority. A part of me was almost afraid to look into the case, but that part was overruled as I got closer. Sparkling diamonds and deep pink stones captured my attention. The center of the case showed an elevated crown with 20 or more of what looked like watered-down rubies, all surrounded by brilliant diamonds set in platinum. The curves of the stones and the gentle tips of the crown gave it a very feminine grace. Below the shimmering crown was an equally stunning necklace with the same gems surrounded by diamonds in the collar and 9 or so diamond pendants that hung along the fall. To one side of the necklace and crown was a pedestal holding an enormous pair of matching drop earrings. On the opposite side was an elaborate hair comb set with diamonds and large rectangular pink stones in the center. About the time my nose touched the case glass, I realized how close I had gotten. I looked up at Ari to see if he was as mesmerized as I was. He was watching me from just beyond the glow of the case light. "Are they rubies?" I had never seen stones like them before. "Pink spinel and diamonds. It's called the Royal Rose Collection. You stole it once. Well, you helped anyway. Sit, please." He stepped over to the table and held a chair out for me. I tore myself away and obliged numbly. "I don't understand. Why is it here if we stole it?" He wasn't making any sense, and the whole evening had me off kilter entirely. "We stole it for the Queen, technically." He took the seat across from me and placed his napkin in his lap. "Ari, it would help me tremendously if you would explain. The mysterious answers are exhausting." "That's why we're here. Please eat and have some wine." He glanced out the window, searching for something, perhaps a place to begin. "Alex, who you just met, and his parents were a part of my life back in Blackheath, another Roma family. We were the largest community of our kind in Europe at the time. He and I grew up together. Like me, he went off to school, but unlike me, he never returned to Blackheath and continued his education. Now, after much work, he's the head of the Royal Collection Department for the British Monarchy. His full name is Alexandru Remus. About 5 years ago, the Royal Rose Collection, a favorite jewelry set of the monarchy, was stolen from an exhibit that he sponsored and helped plan in Brussels. There were no leads, and the authorities were at a loss. Out of desperation, he called to see if my uncle or I had heard anything about it. We hadn't. As a favor to him, since he believed his career to be on the line, the 6 of us went to Brussels to see what we could find out. Through the underground, we got a tip about a boasting pair of Frenchmen. We stole the set back from them before they could fence it properly. I never understood how they got it in the first place, considering how stupid they were in every other way. But even thieves get lucky.
So we stole it back from them in Brussels?
They were actually hiding in Bruges, not too far away, held up in a hotel, a charming place overlooking a canal. He stopped to take a sip of the wine. Sadly, none of it was ringing a bell. 2 Frenchmen staying together wouldn't stand out that much in Europe, but they were spending too much money and drinking heavily while they waited for the rest of their team, or the buyer, I suppose. We were going to plant Raven in the bar to get better acquainted with them while we searched their room and the surrounding areas, but you captured their attention before the plan was set, much to your own surprise. With you distracting them in the bar, Finn and I searched their rooms, found the key, which led us to where they stashed the set and other pieces they had stolen. We returned the set to Alex. He had me knighted out of gratitude. The names of my colleagues who assisted in the recovery were kept out of the story. Alex, knowing my history, is one thing, but I didn't want to expose the rest of you. He told the Queen that I discovered the criminals and had given safe passage to the set. She called me her dear purveyor. I don't remember any of it. Disappointed, I sat and pondered the idea. All of us in Bruges, stealing from thieves for the Queen.
What's the Royal Rose Collection worth, just out of curiosity?
It's made for royalty. It's priceless.
he sliced into his chicken, seemingly done with his story. Are the police or Scotland Yard or whatever you call them not very skilled when it comes to high-dollar theft? It's not that they aren't. It's just that thieves almost always talk, and more quickly to other thieves. I've helped in a few instances where it was best to keep the loss of an item out of the press. One thing that's very important to any respected establishment is the appearance of being impenetrable. Some institutions would rather explore all private means possible to recover precious items before involving the authorities and the insurance companies. The forensics process takes so long that a piece can be broken down and shipped around the world before they have a lead. So you help recover stolen items? Suddenly being a criminal was sounding almost noble. I'm no saint, Evelyn. No, we've helped Alex some because he's a brother of sorts. We are very much criminals, but we have an agreement with my friend to never steal from the crown and help him should he ever need my expertise. The royal household for the monarchy runs as its own private nation, in a sense. They are an excellent client. You wanted details of our time together? This was the first theft you actively participated in, made successful by your convincing seduction of two Frenchmen in Bruges. He shook his head with a grin. Why did Alex call your uncle? I thought he was against the criminal activity. I met him, by the way, with Raven this morning. My uncle lobbies for rights for gypsies and other persecuted people. It's not something you will fully understand, but he was given the title Voivode, or Protector of All the Gypsies, about 5 years ago. Alex thought he might have heard something since he has acquaintances, both honorable and dishonorable, throughout Europe. What does that mean exactly? I was at a loss in trying to understand the foreign world he was describing to me. Men in my culture have declared themselves king of the gypsies or even emperor for centuries, for most is an act of self-entitlement. There could be 50 kings all over Europe and beyond, for all I know. However, his title was given to him by the people in my community, as a tribute to him and his good works. He made something for himself out of nothing and protects his people. It's complicated. So, is he grooming you to be the new voivode or something? He's closer to my older cousins, so that can be something they worry about. He placed his napkin on the table and adjusted his chair to cross his long legs. The meal was over, and I felt the hour must be as well. I didn't want the open exchange between us to end. Why did you let me be a part of this in the beginning? He regarded me for some time before answering. You were loyal to Bounce. You knew our secret. You wanted to know more. You became a friend. His face softened, and for the first time, I felt a warmth and openness from Ari that surprised me. Staring at him across the table, I gathered strength to ask a question that burned the brightest. Why didn't you tell the others the truth, that I was alive? I wasn't sure this was the right life for you. I thought it was best to let you go. For everyone. Why did you bring me here, then? I gestured to our palatial surroundings. I thought seeing the collection in person might help. I promised you that I would try. Though I know it's a bad idea, there's still a part of me that wants you to remember as well. Tonight, I decided to give in to it. He smiled reluctantly at me. It felt reassuring to know he wasn't completely against my presence anymore.